When Danny first got there, the older kids had been fascinated by him, and they told him stories of juvies who'd run for it. Kids who had been flattened by mattresses, gassed with pepper spray, or, rarely, if they made it beyond the fence, hunted down by growling Dobermans. If the dogs catch you, they're each allowed one bite as a reward, kids said. The guides picked the place. Danny thought the kids were full of shit, but he didn't say anything. Since the day he'd come in, that had been his motto. Don't give up a word. I'm smart. I'm smart. I'm smart. I'm scared. Now he watched the spider laboriously climb toward the barred window, thirsty for sunlight, or maybe the wind in its hairy little face. Danny fingered his scrubs. No laces, no buttons, no belts for a kid under S-watch, and tried to get his mind to shut up. The lawyer came to talk to him yesterday. Danny hadn't wanted to see the man. He had a fancy gray suit and an expensive watch, and Danny knew he must cost a lot of money, which made him feel worse. His mom would be stressed about that, trying to figure out how to pay. His father would yell at her that it didn't matter, because good old Shep didn't get how the world worked. He was still lost in his football fantasies, where he and or his son were scoring the winning touchdown during the big homecoming game. Danny hated worrying his mom. He knew she had cried. He'd hurt her himself. Late at night, he tried to cover his ears with his hands to block out the sound, but then he'd have to move his hand and stuff it in his mouth to keep from whimpering. The lawyer made small talk. He told Danny what a lawyer did and what a trial was about, what his role would be and what Danny's role would be. He spoke as if Danny was 4 years old, and Danny let him. He stared at a point just beyond the lawyer's ear while the man babbled for an hour. Danny wasn't supposed to talk to the counselors, he was told. They technically worked for the detention center, so it could be argued that they were law enforcement, and anything he told them might be used against him at trial. To be on the safe side, Danny should ask for a chaplain or a pastor or a rabbi if he felt like spilling his guts. Priest-penitent privilege was absolute.